Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, listen, guys, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. It's Financial Freedom Friday, and it's harvest time for you. I want you to totally imagine your harvest time. I want us to go in and give the Lord some just amazing things. See, that's hard for people. What faith is all about is to praise Him, thank Him, even though you're not seeing yet or reaping the harvest yet from the seeds that you've sown. And so our scripture is going to be coming out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Because we got to remember where the seed and the harvest comes from. This is a huge, huge, huge key. This is beyond a nugget, a huge key. This scripture of how you can begin to move into harvest time. So let's go to the Lord and ask Him for His guidance. Let's hear what He has to say about it. Father God, we thank You. We honor You on this day You've made, and we're joyous and we're glad that we're here in the land of the living once again. We're thanking You, oh Father God, that You have positioned us for greatness, positioned us for prosperity. What we want to do is we want to give all honor unto You and the highest praise of hallelujah. We're thanking You, oh Father God, for Your Holy Spirit right now. Let Him be in the midst and He can have full reign here and power start your day. We're thanking You, oh Father God, that the listeners right now, Your sons and daughters who are hungering and thirsting for the answers from You, is opening their hearts and their minds to the Holy Spirit. They're not looking to and fro, oh Father God. They're looking to You for all the answers. They're okay with being corrected and directed right now through Your Holy Spirit so that they may move into harvest time. But we will know that harvest time is not just for us, and so that we can pour out into other people just as You poured into us. We're thankful, oh Father God, for all that You're doing. The great exploits that we're going to do in Your name is only with You and through You. We're thanking You, oh dear Lord, that we're not going to be lukewarm about what it is that You've called us to do. We're thanking You, oh Father God, that we're not coveting our neighbor's greatness or things that they have. We are looking only to what You have already placed inside of us before we were formed in our mother's womb. We're thanking You, oh Father God, that the harvest is coming in even now. Yes, we can see it. We can hear it. We can feel it. We're thanking You, oh dear Lord, that it's not for just our generation, but for generations to come. And we'll be sure to pass on the legacy of not only how to love You, but how to serve You in all areas of our life. We're thanking You, oh dear Lord, that we are growing, not just in our businesses, but we're growing in Christ first. As we're thanking You that even though this prayer has been set forth on today, but it will never leave our hearts, they will etch in a place that it will compel us to move forward in faith no matter what and continue to sow seeds, because we know that Your word promises us the harvest. We bless You and we seal this prayer in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. So it's harvest time, guys, and we've had some amazing lessons about pay up, because financial independence don't come free. And you need to realize that you're sowing and you're reaping. The source of it is still one place. If your heart is not with God, you will not sow from a pure place. If you're sowing only to reap, it just seems like you're reaping. This takes a little longer. Let's talk about how we can move forward by understanding first where the seeds and the harvest comes from. 2 Corinthians verse 9 and 10. I'm going to read it in the New King James version, as well as I'm going to read it in the English Standard Version as well. So it says, Now, when you hear a sentence say, now, this is the thing. You got to live now as if the harvest is here. You got to sow as if the harvest is already here. It says, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food. Who gives the seed to the sower? And who's giving you the bread for food? Supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. This thing becomes more simple when you begin everything, when you do everything unto the Lord instead of to man. When you're sowing, so you can reap the applause, so you can reap the acceptance, so you can try to just say, look at me. The harvest can either be stagnated or aborted. I've seen this not once, not twice. I've seen it so many times. Now, I want to read it in the English Standard Version as well, because you have to go in back and you do, I don't know, you don't have to do like I do, but I go and I'll like underline some things. Like I'll go print out like underline some things in the Word of God saying, whoa. He says, the New Living Translation is what I want you to hear, not the English Standard Version, the New Living Translation, because it's very clear. It says, for God is the one who provides the seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Hold on, I got to read that one again, because this one, when it says, okay, for those who didn't know who he was, it says, for God is the one who provides the seed. So you're thinking that you are the one who provided the seed. If God is providing the seed, you better put it in the ground. You already heard the story of the servant who buried the talent. And remember, God is the one who gave him the talent too. And when he buried it, God told him that he was wicked. Now, you have seed to sow. It may not be the same amount of seed as your neighbor because you're looking over there, but you're not even tending to your own garden. You're not even tending to your own farm. God has given you seed to sow. You know exactly what you should be doing in your business. You're like, I don't know everything, but you know something. You need to sow the seed that you have. Because it's God who's been taking you as far as you've come. And it says, in the same way, the one who gave you the seed is the one who provides the increase. The one who gave you the seed is the one who provides the increase. And then produce a harvest of generosity in you. For those who don't go out there and share their business every day, you're stingy. I say you ain't sharing, you're not exposing, you're not inviting, you're not trying to help anybody. I can't give you no harvest. Or I can only give you the harvest according to the seed. This is why I love network marketing, because when we start paying attention to this, we're able to go with the law of numbers. And we know that nobody has to be perfect. Just like with God, he said he has no respect to a person. If you put in the work, you're going to reap a harvest. But the more you're able to do that, the more generous you are, even in your thoughts towards your business, even in your thoughts towards people, even in your actions and what you do, you got to definitely be about it, just not keep talking about it, just not keep listening about it, just not keep gathering information. Start sowing the seeds. It's a verb word. It requires some action. But it also requires that you know, it says, hey, so that you reap is also, so that you sow is how you're going to reap. If you understand that concept and you're saying, well, I'm kind of moving slow. I'm still trying to see if it's working for me. I'm still going to see if this happened for whatever. Oh, I only got this. Oh, I only got that. Now you understand why your harvest will match and mirror you're sowing. Folks who want to lay on the couch and you moving all lazy and you think you're going to get a ton of on fire teammates to your team. You are attracting who you are. This is not something that anyone else can change or control until you decide to. When we start talking about earlier, and we said that you want to have wisdom, faith, and hope. Wisdom, faith, and hope. If you had wisdom, you would already be taking care of the seed that God gave you, because there's no way that right in God's face, because he's everywhere, that first and foremost, you're going to forget and act like he didn't give you the seed. Okay, I need y'all to help me out here. Like I said, if you had the wisdom and then now you add faith and you add hope, there's no way that you will be sitting on your seed, because you know now, according to 2 Corinthians 9 and 10, it's God who gave you the seed. You think it was you paying your way into your company is what gave you the seed. God gave you the seed to pay your way. Even though some people, this is the reason, oh my gosh, this is the reason why I don't pay for folks to join no business. Because if I give them the seed, no, they got to be resourceful and go to God and get the seed. If I give them the seed, then the harvest is not theirs. You got to pay it forward. Everybody needs to pay their own way so that the harvest is not held up. Now, I'm talking to you from a place of wisdom. And I got that much faith that I believe that anyone can be successful if they want to. Because if God has done it for me, he can do it for anybody. I can tell you something. I'm no more special than you. The only thing that I probably have done is paid attention to what God is telling me to do. I keep sowing, even though I don't know everything. When I started the show, when I started network marketing, when I started even going back as a hairstylist, I didn't know everything to do. But I did what I could. And if you keep doing what you can do, God will start opening up more ideas, avenues, abilities, where now you continue to sow more than now you continue to reap more. The harvest is inevitable for those who sow. Now, if you try to duck and dodge sowing, the harvest is going to duck and dodge you and go over to somebody else who gets God's plan. So if you were able to literally see yourself, like we just talked about in the beginning, see yourself at the top, and now you'd be able to go back and remember all the seeds you've sown. You're smiling so big. And you remember that even now, these tears of joy came from a place of tears of pain. But you kept pressing through. You're so full that you are compelled to pay it forward. That's all you know how to do. All you want to do is encourage other people. They can do it too. And you'd have no other choice but to give all honor and glory to God from the pit of your belly, because you know that every seed that you held belonged to Him. And you know that the harvest is to uplift Him, to acknowledge Him. Because He gave you the seed. And He's the one that gives the harvest. As we decided and we talked about, when you get that harvest, don't forget to sow only in places, in people, and things that you want to grow. You write that down. I will only sow in what I want to grow. That will help you cut out tons of stuff. If God gave you the gift to speak, you're going to start speaking life. You're going to start using it to now add to other people versus take away. You won't be dividing and subtracting in your business or to people. You're only going to be adding and multiplying. That's how God operates. I want us to start talking this morning. It's Financial Freedom Friday. I think somebody came in the queue already. Good morning, good morning. Let's come in the queue and let's talk about, where are we? Financial Freedom Friday. Let's pay up. Financial Freedom Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Rochelle. How are you?
Hey, Rochelle. Good morning.
Hey. So listen, I've been listening this week, and you know, one of the things that I'm so grateful for, in terms of not only you, but in what you're doing through Power Start Your Day, is that you always come. First of all, I hear everyone say all the time, and I agree 100%, that the messages that you are delivering, everyone feels like it's specifically for them, right? Yo, she's talking to me. Like, how does she know exactly what's going on with me every single time, you know? And so that's how we really know that they are divinely inspired, because it's, like, always perfect. But one of the things that I really appreciate about it is that you always – you're either teaching or you are – reminding us about things on a deeper level. And as I'm listening to you, I'm like, man, you know, some of what she's saying is just, like, so deep, because sometimes we're doing things and we don't realize what is happening in our lives. And so what I have found is the more I sow into people, the more I make, you know, praising someone or uplifting someone or encouraging someone, or you know, being on a mission to change lives and change families, the more I make those things my mission, the easier time I have. Because I'm not looking for a result. I'm not looking for a reward even. I'm looking to really, truly sow into people. And that's something that, you know, as an only child, I, you know, for many, many years, I've been a selfish person. And, of course, you know, having my own family, having my own children has, you know, changed that course. But it's easy to love the people that you love. It's not always easy to love the people that you don't love. And so, you know, one of the things, the gift that you have given me is, you know, what you say to me on a public forum like this, but also what you say to me in private, and how sometimes you just turn to me and you say, Rochelle, you need this part right here. You need to do this. This is where you are lacking. And then it makes me really look inward and say, you know what? My problem or issue or holdup has been the people, with the people. Not that it's, I'm not saying the people as if it's someone else's fault. I'm saying my problem has been with the people, meaning I've been, you know, for a long time being too selfish. And when, as I'm walking my journey and I'm learning to be unselfish and I'm learning to just be, just show love to people, that things become so much more clear. They become easier, and I'm no longer looking for a result. I just know that it always comes back to me. That is the reaping. And there, so this week has been so many things, you know, just pertaining to the business, the money, but also the relationships, the people. So I truly, truly appreciate you on this Financial Freedom Friday. I love you, Nicola.
I love you, Rochelle. You know, as you were speaking, I was just saying, you know, and I know kind of where it comes from, because I'm going to tell you this. In the world, see, once you step into the kingdom, once you kind of step into this world of the kingdom where we are saying, okay, we're acknowledging that what we're doing is on God's team. And at a time in our life, every single one of us was on the world team. And some of us got one foot in and one foot in both worlds. And I'm telling you right here, how I know is because I remember. I know what it looks like. I can call things out because I know what it looks like to have one foot over here and one foot over there. And it's consistently this tug of war. Everything, just like what Rochelle said, is harder. But once you get it and say, once I'm 100% in doing what God wants us to do, right? Literally, like even in network marketing, when you have a relationship with the team, with people where you're thinking that like Pharaoh, or you're thinking like a master. And I'm gonna tell you this: I gotta have the Holy Spirit give me the words, because I know people love to twist stuff up because the head twisted already, right? So you know how I am. I know I have to give you a little bit of free disclaimer. And you go do your history then, and you understand there's a disconnection with the Pharaoh, or with the I'm not going to say king, because the king is Jesus. He's the King of Kings. So this is the reason why I'm saying Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. They think their team is just there to work for them. But Jesus was always, like, meaning so the Pharaoh and whoever, they'll be like in the, they was never out in the field with the people, or never was saying, I know your grind, I know what you're doing. But once you switch and you start thinking like Jesus, where he say, I was walking with my disciples, I know what's out here. I can tell them, look, when you go to that house, you do this. When you get to this place, you do that. And say, you know what? If you pay attention, do what I do, not just what I say. Because I'm doing what God told me to do. I'm only doing what I saw God doing. It becomes a whole different world for you in your business. Knocking on somebody's door to tell them, I got good news for you. Your life is about to change. No longer becomes hard because it's about them. It ain't about you. When you start understanding that it's really about them, it ain't about you, then now your life becomes, you can let yourself off the hook. You can let them off the hook too. Oh, you don't want another life. You don't want change. You don't want, you know, you're like, okay, well, cool. That's fine. That's how come I can be good with the folks I don't like. I can love them even if I don't like them. I can say, okay, that's good. I might put you on chill pill, like meaning, hey, right now I'm doing something big. Like even right now, every time I've been wanting to go into the masses, God right now has me in a place. And it was my pastor who had to remind me of how every time that Jesus prayed, and he reminded us even in church, and he reminded me personally, he said every time that Jesus prayed, he went and he prayed, he went off to himself with God even before he came in with the people. And so every single time I've been trying to go into a place with the people, God is now saying, you know what, I need you by yourself. It's the next level that's happening right now with me. And I had to come into clarity, like I'm just a daughter of obedience. So I had to come into clarity, why is he my other time something? I want to go. He's pulling me now. He's working on me. He's doing some things in me because he's saying, daughter, it's next level right now. And this is, I need you to pay attention to this. So he's waking that up around 3 o'clock in the morning, even if I just went to bed at 12. He's waking me up at 4:30, even if I just went to bed at 12. And then now he's downloading things on me. And he said, okay, listen, I got some stuff I got to tell you and work with you for, because the next dimension you're going into, the seed that you've sown there, now it's time for some bigger seed. It's time for next level seed. You've been practicing. And that's what all of us are doing. At every level, we're practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need you guys to understand this, is that if you understood that it's God that gave you the seed, you'll release some seeds every day. Because he's also the one that's watching, and he's also the one, the giver of the harvest. It ain't your seed. So you don't get the right to have something that can help other people and not release it. That's why when people be trying to cover up, they got stuff that can help folks, they got things, and they try to cover up, you'll always see things happening. Why? Because that wasn't theirs in the first place. My God, good morning, 770. Last 488-79. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. Good morning. I am just, oh, wow. Only sow where you want to grow. That is the sum up of this series. I've been listening every day. And, oh, my God, that is so profound. Because, I mean, it's really life-changing, because if you think about it, everything you do is a seed, everything that we do. And, yes, and if you don't want to reap that harvest, then don't sow there.
Oh.
Don't sow there. And it hit me like, okay, Eureka, hello. So, if you don't want to grow there, don't sow there. That's all I'm telling you. Thank God for you. I'm telling you, you have just spoken into my life. And every time I think that, you know, I got enough. No. You need to keep listening. You need to keep growing. And I'll go to the TV and, you know, I'm a YouTuber. I'm always looking for, you know, inspiration, something to grow. And I'm telling you, every time I go there, the next morning you come right back and you back it up. You may not say it in the same way that the person on the TV said it or YouTube said it, but it's right there. And I know God is using you to speak into my life. I thank you for what you do on the level that you do it, and may God bless you tremendously. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, you too. Listen, guys, because it's God. Anytime we're hearing a person, that's what he said, that my sheep will know my voice, and a stranger voice, they will not follow. The word can be tested only by the word. And I am telling you guys this is what the word of God tells us. This is not what I say. So even when you're listening, this will also allow you to rightly divide the word of truth as well. To when you start hearing something that is trying to look and sound like God, you'd be like, no, that's not really God. God's word aligns with his character. If it's telling you something that is encouraging you toward death, it's not God's word. And that's how you can rightly divide even things that you hear, friends you hanging around, conversations you have. You got to know how to shut it down. The only way you can shut it down is if you know the word for yourself. Nobody, this is the inspiration for you to go now and dig deeper. This is inspiration for you to go dig deeper. This ain't enough for nobody. 30 minutes ain't enough for nobody. It's supposed to give you a hunger and thirst to go dig deeper. 405, last 4, 6315. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
7:30. Ooh, it's
a live line. Yes, ma'am. I didn't think I was going to get in this morning, and I'm so, oh, God bless you. I want to piggyback on just, oh, two wonderful women this morning that did say what they, there's a little bit of words. Thank you, Nicola, for just being so obedient and living in God's will and doing what you're doing. And I just, this is Chavel from Oklahoma. I wanted to just share with you and everybody else that, you know, yesterday I spoke about some things that I wanted to share with other people and I thought that other people needed, and I realized that God had a message for me.
Great.
And I had been praying about if I should attend, and I, y'all know me, but everything I pray about, anytime I spend my, Lord, is this okay? And so there was an event that someone put out, and I thought, okay, I kind of want to do this, and I want to sit in the front row. And then I thought, well, maybe that's doing too much, or maybe this isn't going to be worth the time, or whatever. And you said, if you want to be in that world, if you want to do this, one, don't wait for other people, but two, if you're really wanting those mentors, then you go out and you do. And you chase it, and you step, and you find out what events they're going to, and you go, you show up. So you set yourself apart. And after I got off the phone, that what you said, that hit me, and I thought, okay, God is telling me something. He already answered that prayer. Yes, you need to go. And so I did. And I did, and I shared. I said, hey, I'm going. I got my ticket. I'm on the front row. And then next thing you know, I get another invitation for more one-on-one training. And so that's, I just want to say that, yes, you know, when you got everybody shared up too and said, hey, sometimes you got to go out there and do, and then those mentors will show up. That's what happened. I mean, literally within a matter of 8 hours, everything. So I just want to give that out there to everybody that, hey, yes, you know, sometimes I didn't realize that was for me. I didn't realize, I thought, oh, well, I had struggled with this. And so maybe other people need to hear about this because they're struggling with that right now. But I didn't realize that I'm still struggling with it. And I still needed I still needed help too, right? So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the words. Thank you for the other thing. Somebody else we had yesterday, they had said, you know, hey, well, what are you doing? What are you giving them to do? And so that made me look at myself even more. It also made me look at myself and say, am I really that leader? Am I becoming that leader? How do I become that leader? How am I taking care of the people that are underneath me? Am I missing the boat here too? Is there something better that I could do for them to get them where they need to be? And so that has made me reach out and find the time and find the way to talk with them. I'm going too far into this, but I'm saying, yeah, thank you. I'm saying thank you. I didn't realize the message was for me, but it definitely was for me, and I'm so thankful for everybody else, including yourself, that calls in and says anything, right? And says, just let the Lord speak, because you are just, it's so powerful. It really is. It's helping a lot of people, and they're just as much in God's will as you are, and I want to thank them for coming in the queue and saying what they say, because they motivate me as just as much. So I just wanted to share that testimony, and thank you, and God bless.
So powerful. You know, you guys have heard it. When the student is ready, the teacher or the master will appear. And I love the transparency that did not deter you away. Some people will be in a spirit of offense, like they want to stay into, and it's saying, okay, I'm trying to be a master. I'm trying to teach somebody I'm still not delivered from. I don't go there. Because I would be more thinking, okay, well, what if what I say, if I'm going to sow more seeds of doubt into that person, sow more seeds, that's why I share with you guys about the power of the word, is that it always must turn a person towards saying faith, hope, life, abundance. That's what it's supposed to do. Even in the midst of the darkest hour, there are leaders who have watched me be totally persecuted, have watched me be dogged out. Y'all know I don't know how to say it no way but straight. And they see me keep my head up, and I stay focused, and I keep going. Because I already know that whatever seed is sown, that seed was given to me by God, and I got to sow it. I got to put it in the ground because he's the one that put it in my hand. And then now the harvest is going to reap. And then they watch. They who I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. They watch the harvest grow on both sides. We are only supposed to not judge the word, but it says we need to do the word. It ain't never going to fail you. It ain't never going to fail you. It can't. It's infallible. If you believe that about the word of God, it's infallible. Now you start walking in true power. It's infallible. Why in the world would I believe what a man says against the word of God when the man is fallible? So if a man is speaking, you need to be able to align that with the word of God and say, is that what that says? Okay, I'm good. That's why we build this business with principles, not just opinions. Principles, not opinions. And you will inevitably take your spot at the top if you do not grow weary and well-doing. Keep sowing them seeds and live today as if you are already in harvest time. God bless you.